Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Günter Grothe was born in Melchow, Germany in 1931 at the height of the Great Depression. Adolf Hitler was becoming a political powerhouse, promising jobs and proposing reclaiming of that portion of Poland that had been removed from Germany as part of World War I armistice. His agenda was popular with the general public in 1933, elected chancellor, and his autocratic rule began. Through it all, the Grothe family survived but lost everything. Günter defected and, after waiting 3 years, got his visa to come to the United States, where he began as an independent owner of a very successful dental laboratory. His book, Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival, is his story, surviving the horrors of Hitler and World War II, coming to America to achieve the American dream. Günter Grothe is with us on This Week in America. Mr. Grothe, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the show today.
Well, thank you. Nice talking to you.
It is such an important book and so well done. Let's start by the inspiration for the book. What inspired you to go back and to tell this story, to share this story?
Well, I went backpacking with a friend, and he listened to what I had experienced, and then he suggested that I should write things down so that the memories don't get lost.
And then sharing them in the book, A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival, Günter Grothe, our guest on the program. The book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon in particular. We'll give you a link at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How old were you at the end of World War II? Let's go back to that experience, and I mentioned you coming to the U.S. How old were you at the end of the World War?
I became 14 years old in March of 45, and the war quit in April 1945.
And you talk in the book about the apartment and having to leave the apartment. Tell us that story, if you will.
Well, when the Russians came in to take over the country, they evicted us from the apartment where we lived in, because they wanted to use the apartment for headquarters for the Russian army.
And the education is something you talk about in the book, A Life from the Ashes, Wartime Survival. Günter Grothe, our guest on the program. By the way,
yes.
If you're looking for that book, the Günter spelling is G-U-E-N-T-E-R-G-R-O-T-H-E. We're talking about his life in A Life from the Ashes, Wartime Survival, his story. Talk about education, specifically high school. Were you able to finish high school during all of this?
No, because in 1945, I had 4 years of high school, and by that time, the schools were destroyed, and we had to leave the area. We had to go to find a new place to live in, and so I didn't have a school in the place where we moved to.
And you
there was no high school.
Yeah, and you talk about that journey. The family chose Falkenberg to settle down. Why did they choose that particular town?
Well, my father had a sister, and she lived in Falkenberg. And we needed to have somebody that we wanted to stay with, because we had to leave Sepanek because of the Russian that they evicted us. And so my father wanted to go to his sister's place that was in the country, and we wanted to be in farming country.
What did you do during this period instead of going to school? What did you do at that time?
Well, I did take, I found a dental laboratory, and I signed up as an apprentice. So I did learn how to become a dental technician.
Something that came in very handy as you build a very successful life here in the U.S. And talking about coming to the U.S., what inspired you to immigrate to America, to come to the United States?
Well, I had a great uncle. He was the brother of my grandmother, and he immigrated before World War One, and he offered to sponsor for me if I wanted to come to the to the United States.
How difficult was that, getting a visa? I mentioned you had to wait like 3 years. Talk about the difficulty, and how did you get a visa to come to the U.S.?
Well, I had to be in Berlin, in the American sector of Berlin, because there was no contact with the Russian zone. They could not work on visas or so. And so I had to go to the American embassy in West Berlin, and then I started the procedure of the immigration to get my permission. And so that took 3 years. They had the big backlog.
A Life from the Ashes, a Wartime Survival, is the story of our guest on the program, Gunter Grothe, G-U-E-N-T-E-R-G-R-O-T-H-E. Book available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get information on the book and be able to purchase that. Talk about the trip to America, traveling over here. What was that experience like?
Well, once I had the visa, I got a ticket on a freight boat, a freighter, and I came to America on the freighter.
How long did that trip take?
11 days.
Okay, and then you get here and you've got this knowledge, and we'll talk about the dental laboratory that was so successful here in the U.S., but getting here and learning the language, how was it learning English?
Well, when the 4 years of high school, I had English in high school, and I took evening classes to even learn more about the language.
So you were prepared for the language when you got here. I'm just fascinated by going back and writing this book, A Life from the Ashes, Wartime Survival. Talk about some of the challenges you faced while writing the book and what that experience was like in going through and bringing back all of these memories.
Well, the one problem that I had writing the book was to get the proper sequences and times remembered and names, because I had no help, because all persons that I knew in 45, they all had died.
And the book is so powerful in reading the story and your life and seeing what happened during this era of history. Do you plan on writing more books?
Well, I hadn't planned anything. If this book is interesting enough that I have enough persons interested to buy it and all, I might make the second sequence of the book, how I did get even better than what the book mentioned.
But the book is interesting.
I had a pretty good the progress that I made in the dental laboratory, to get it larger and to make it more profitable and all.
Yeah, that would be a fascinating story from a business standpoint as well as a human standpoint if you were able to tell that story. As you look back on the process of writing the book, what were some of the best experiences for you as you went back and shared your story in the book with the rest of us?
Well, the thing was to recall the events in my memory and remembering persons and names suddenly, you know. So it was a challenge, but somehow it worked pretty good for me.
In promoting the book, do you have any engagements coming up where you'll be out and talking with people and sharing your life and meeting them in person?
Well, I was advised that I should possibly offer it through a radio interview, that would help to get people interested in it. And so that's what I'm doing right now.
Yes, that's exactly, taking this message and getting it out to people. What is it like when you get response, whether family, friends, or just random readers that are fascinated by the book A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival. When you get feedback, what's that like for an author?
Well, I'm actually the only survivor from the whole family tree, and I only have one daughter that lives here, and she is already 60-some years old. So I really have no relatives. But well, I have a few friends that I gave the book, and they could read it. And so we will have a signing of the book, and so we will see how it progresses. And the co-writer that helped me write it, Ken, he will also, he is trying to sell it in on the West Coast.
Well, it's a very important story that needs to be told, A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival. Talk about the dedication in the book. I'm sure you're flooded with many memories as you were putting this together, compiling the stories for the book. Who did you dedicate the book to?
Well, I dedicated it to my wife because she was very helpful to me all my life, and she died in 2010. And so then also I dedicated it to my uncle that sponsored for me, and to the person that helped me write the book, Ken Krogstad.
Yes. With us on the program, Gunter Grothe, and the book is A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival. You find the book, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on the book. As you were going back and compiling these stories, putting them together to share with all of us, were there some that were the most unforgettable, the most impactful, several stories that really jump out at you as you went back? And maybe stories that have been in the back of your mind that suddenly came forward as you were writing the book?
Well, the problem that when the occupation force came in, that they had no regards for life, that they killed people and that they destroyed everything, and that they raped women, and so it was a very bad experience. And that came back somehow, because I had that pretty much forgotten, you know.
That would be difficult to obviously live it and to deal with those memories that would be there for a lifetime. A Life from the Ashes, Wartime Survival. Gunter Grothe, our guest on the program. Talk about getting the book published. Once you made the decision that, okay, I am going to write the story, talk about the challenges in getting the book published.
Well, I will see what else is available, like having a signing of the book and displaying it possibly in libraries and in other places that are selling books. So I really am not very accomplished in trying to market that, but I will take your help and the help of the co-writer that we will do whatever seems to be a good way to promote it.
Yes, it's so important to get the story out there. And do you have any advice for, this was a new experience for you in writing the book, any advice for someone who's thinking about their memoirs, where they feel they have a story that they would like to tell that would be meaningful for others and they just don't know how to go about doing it? Any advice for someone who would like to write a book?
Well, first of all, I am not an accomplished writer. And so I had to learn everything firsthand, you know.
Yes.
But what I noticed was important is to learn to establish the sequences in a proper order so that you have a guideline for writing the book.
And you are
make it like a roadmap, you know, prevent duplication of event descriptions, and can help me to stay in line with, to be precise and have that all worked out.
And you are an excellent storyteller, and with that, it is a roadmap. We can see exactly how the life progressed coming to the United States. You've worked with Reader's Magnet on this project. Tell us a little bit about that experience, working with them and helping you take your work, your life story, and sharing it with other people.
Well, I think I got quite a bit of help in that respect, because they are pretty helpful in lining, pointing out what I should do and how I should go about it, and that they also had actually arranged for the radio interview.
Yes, and I know they are very, very much behind what you're doing and getting the message out to as many people as possible. A minute or so left in the program. What has this whole experience been like for you? Telling the story, going through the process of remembering, putting it in order for the storytelling that we talked about, and then picking up a copy of the book, actually standing there with a copy of your book in your hand. What has this been like for you?
Well, I wanted to just have it recorded, the experiences I had, so that people will understand how bad it can get in a war and when you lose everything and have to start your life all over again.
And that's the story that Gunter tells in his book, A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival, Surviving the Horrors of Hitler, World War II, Coming to America to Achieve His American Dream. It's a touching, moving, inspirational, riveting story, A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival. Gunter Grothe, our guest on the program, G-U-E-N-T-E-R, then G-R-O-T-H-E, if you're going to Google that. The book's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Gunter, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for letting me talk, and I appreciate the outline of the interview. That was very nice of you.
I appreciate that, and a pleasure once again to have you on the program. Gunter Grothe, author of the book A Life from the Ashes, A Wartime Survival, our guest, book available at Amazon, also available at Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Amazon and get information on the book. You are listening to This Week in America, and of course you'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.